Hello, everyone.
It has been far too long.
It has been, like, I bet that, well, I actually know that we lost some followers.
Well, we know we lost followers.
But don't worry if you were one of them, because we don't have the followers app and we don't know who it was.
We don't know who the followers are, but we could easily find out.
Yeah.
By downloading the followers app and seeing who doesn't follow
us back. Yeah, so you might want to follow quick, hurry.
The method that we've been using is honestly unique. It's this. Somebody follows us, we immediately follow them back. Because we're not under any impression that we are better than them.
Yeah, or that people are following us for any reason other than for a follow back.
Yes.
And to be nice and support us in our ventures.
Totally, and to show love. Another thing to address before we get too far into this is the one person that rated us 2 stars out of 5. Here is what I'll say to you and only you.
Okay.
I get it, accidents happen. No, but really, to be honest, we can't even get mad because I just finished the episode, the most recent episode that we recorded. I finished listening and at the end it's like, give us a 5-star review. No, don't even give us a 5-star review. Like, give us the review you actually believe in.
Okay.
And the fact that somebody's was one time a 2 is completely valid.
Yeah.
It
keeps that us honesty.
It literally keeps us humble.
And
we wouldn't want to be inflated.
You know, I think our last episode was one where we interviewed boys we went on dates with.
And
right?
Honestly,
and so I bet they were rating Hans a 2.
Oh, Hans. Hans, if you're listening to this, if you ever want to be humbled, you should listen.
You should listen to that episode.
Because, yeah, I think maybe Hans was hungry. I actually know that they were both hungry.
Oh, really?
Remember? Because they, like, wanted to eat afterwards. I was like, I'm leaving.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so I'm sorry,
Hans. I had just gotten vaccinated, so I was also not feeling at the top of my game. But today, let me set the scene for you guys.
Please do.
Sophie and I are sitting in my car. It's a Subaru Forester.
Mm-hmm.
It's silver.
Mm-hmm. License plate number?
I don't know.
Right?
Not off the top of my head. Includes E92.
It's custom and it says...
cutest girl ever.
It says Mike Lee's daughter.
Yeah. And it's parked in Lehi, Utah.
Yeah.
Outside of a Topshop. But here's the thing about this Topshop. It's not just any Topshop. It's
for
also,
those that don't know, that's
a gas station.
Okay.
It's also home to Paco's Tacos, which is honestly a holy place.
Our Mecca.
Yeah. It's a sacred place for Sophie and I. We discovered it last November. I did come on a date here a few weeks or months ago.
That's horrible.
Yeah. And Sophie and I actually sat in the same exact table. They recently remodeled since our first trip here in November. They have remodeled. Like, to set the scene for you guys, we go in today. There's a girl who is not older than 8 years old working. So cute. And, like, I'm sure the woman helping us was her mom. Like, it's like a family business, it feels like.
I love to imagine that she's a young entrepreneur.
Oh, she is. She's a girl boss.
She is a girl boss.
She's nothing if not a girl boss. And she was so cute. She was so happy. And here's the thing. So, we have recommended this to a lot of people.
Right.
And Bailey, my best friend from high school, Bailey and I, tried to come in January and it was closed for the remodel.
Right.
And then Sophie and I tried to come with some of our friends / roommates.
Also to no avail.
Also, it was closed, but not for the remodel just because it was late.
Mm-hmm.
Then I came on the date here. He honestly really liked it and came back without me.
I came with Chris, Haley, and Georgia.
Yeah.
Loved it.
And then, Brighton, Lindsay, those are two of our roommates, and Lauren, my cousin / our friend, RIP to a real one. She's not dead.
Literally.
She just started her corporate job in San Francisco.
So one in the same.
Girl boss. They came without us. So honestly, probably didn't help that we weren't there to guide them.
Well, yeah.
And we had really hyped it up. And for those of you who aren't well accustomed with Utah geography, it is about a 15 to 20 minute drive.
Oh, 25.
From Provo.
Yeah.
So they came, and Lauren really liked it, but I feel like Brighton and Lindsay weren't that impressed. So here's kind of what Sophie and I are thinking. We think that maybe part of the appeal is that we're both vegetarian.
Totally.
And a lot of Mexican restaurants, you go, and you're like, no meat, and they're like, why? Like,
they
what's
don't
wrong
understand.
With you? Like, we're gonna give you meat anyway. Like, this place, we walk in, we say, hi, I want this burrito to have beans, rice.
Potatoes is essential.
Avocado. Today,
fajita
I said fajita
vegetables.
And they say, yeah, of course.
They said, Camille? Yeah.
Yeah, would you like a kiss?
Yeah.
They have horchata. Can we get your
number?
Awesome.
Can my 8-year-old daughter get your number?
Literally. They let us Venmo them.
They let us Venmo. They let us just like sit.
It's awesome. You guys have got to go.
They're
Paco's Tacos.
Paco's Tacos. If nothing else happens in my life, I just want them to know how much I love them. And I would love to be sponsored by them.
Oh my gosh. You know when you go to like a really nice restaurant and they have pictures like of the celebrities that have come in? I just want that.
I wish we lived closer.
And I know that we're not they don't at think all about significant. Us. I don't think I've necessarily seen the same person work for him more than once. Like, they don't know that I'm like...
They don't think about us the way we think about them. That is for sure.
That is for sure. But here's another thing that's kind of awesome about it is... And this kind of, you know, this kind of connects to another part that we could talk about is that Sophie came to my extended family dinner for the first time this week. And while there, we were really hyping it up as we do to my cousins, Cameron, Tristan, probably Christian was there.
He totally was.
Cameron's fiance, Dylan. Congrats, you guys.
RIP to the real one.
So true, so true. And Tristan's girlfriend, Arielle, who, like, I mean, I just consider her a cousin at this point.
Totally, me too.
And so Tristan and Arielle are moving across the country in a month. And Arielle, Angel, love of my life, has a list of the things that she wants to do before she leaves Utah. And now Paco's Tacos is on that list.
And among that list, visiting Daybreak, Utah.
Yeah, and if Dylan Sindrich, if you're listening to this, Dylan is marrying my cousin Cameron. Dylan also really wants to go to Daybreak. And... I will admit I've never been there, so have you?
Yes, multiple times, every Sunday, basically.
Really?
That's where Riley lives.
Oh, okay, so we don't want to do any
and
Daybreak
Elise.
Slander. Okay,
No, no, they are not listening.
Okay.
Daybreak is the scariest place I've ever been.
Daybreak is a planned community in South Jordan.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
But here's the thing is, like, Dylan, who I have a lot of respect for Dylan. I think he's really funny. I think he's really cool. I think he's... Honestly,
he's a stand-up guy.
He's one of the most pleasant people I've ever met.
Totally.
Like,
agree.
I really don't have one qualm
no
about
qualms.
Him.
He
like, is really excited about Daybreak.
He loves Daybreak.
He's an urban planning major.
And one man's trash is another man's treasure, and we're not going to yuck anybody's yum.
Well, so, what I really want is I want to go to Daybreak when they go.
With him.
So that I can see it through different eyes.
Yeah.
Because I know if I went... Honestly, I don't know.
It is pretty because there's a lake.
Yeah, I feel like there are some days where I could go and be in a mood where I'm like, you know, this is awesome.
Right.
There are some days where I could go and be like, this? Are you kidding me?
Literally. I would like to address the elephant in the room.
Mm.
What have we been doing since March 26th?
So true. That's honestly like months. That's
3 months. Do you know how I know that?
How?
Yesterday was my 3 months. With my now boyfriend, Luke.
You guys,
Meyer.
Sophie, okay, we love her. She's canceled.
Yeah.
Because right. We included Luke Meyer in our last episode. If you haven't listened, you're probably going to want to go back and listen to the sparks flying.
Yeah, where you been?
And it was recorded before they started dating, but like, it was like, you know, it was on that trajectory, I'd say.
Yeah.
And then when we recorded, like, the very start of the episode, where we were like, okay, and
it was later.
It was later, and it was the day they started dating,
mm-hmm.
or the day after.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, and so Sophie, I was like, are we going to say? And she's like, yeah, like, I'm now dating Luke. Okay, then she goes and edits the episode, takes it out. And
right.
Then it sounds like
too
she's...
Too soon for me.
Yeah, and I understand. So, honestly, at the other episode where I sound so defeated,
yeah.
And Sophie's like, oh, like... I mean, you have some romantic prospects. It sounds like she's just bringing that up for no reason. But it's because we had just been talking about how she just started dating Luke.
Right.
And they're still going strong.
We
so
are. It was
Luke's
like 3 weeks,
to
3 months yesterday, but I didn't even know that.
But did he?
No, until today. He was like, I just realized it was yesterday.
Oh, that's so perfect.
We're clearly really sentimental and...
They're perfect.
We're perfect.
And
so people say.
Yeah.
People is Camille.
Maybe we could include some pictures.
Sure. So, since then, other than that, we both finished fall winter semester. We
did our spring classes.
Did our spring classes with flying colors.
Yeah. Well,
sure.
Honestly, I haven't checked my grade.
Okay, me neither.
And I actually should.
Okay. And we both got jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I was in New York.
She was.
All of May.
She was.
I went to my brother's wedding.
Sophie's honestly had a wild ride. Like, she's been
wild.
Like jet setter girly.
Jet setter girl. went down the coast of California.
Drove down the entire coast.
I could tell you about the PCH. I could tell you a thing or two.
Yeah, and she might.
And I maybe will. So that is a little background for the stories we're about to embark on.
Yeah.
Firstly, Seattle. Let me set the scene. I'm in Seattle for the first time with, not for the first time in my life.
She's been there. She grew up there.
For the first time with lover boy Luke Meyer. We bring him home, and by we, I mean me, and I say, look, this is my house. Okay? We're there for like a week. One of the many locations that we embarked upon, expeditions, sure, was a place in North Bend, Washington, that has an abandoned railroad bridge.
Okay.
And this was just like, we're like just having a, like a little picnic. It's so beautiful.
So on how far away from that is your house?
Great question. That's around 30 to 40 minutes away from my house.
That's like pretty far.
Yeah, it's 30 minutes away from my new house, 40 minutes away from like my high school and my friends.
Okay.
You know how you measure things to where your high school is when somebody asks where your house was. So we're there and we're just like having a time. We're like, speaker, actually, that's where he told me he loved me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Not even.
And did you say it back?
It didn't.
That's okay,
Luke. But we'll get to that part later in the episode. Okay. So then we're there and we're eating, and then at the end we walk to the end of the bridge where you can see this like water, because it kind of like just drops off over the water, which is scary, but that's probably why it's abandoned.
Yeah.
And we see all these like numbers. There's probably like 4 or 5 phone numbers on the end of this bridge.
Okay.
And Luke is always wanting to call numbers that we see. Like, we pass billboards about Jesus, he wants to call a number.
Sure.
We see it on the back of a car for somebody's birthday. He wants to call the number.
That's awesome.
He loves calling numbers. And I'm like, what are you going to say when you call them?
Which I just wanted to interject really quick and say.
Sure.
When I went on my first date with my boyfriend, Jake Dayton.
Yeah.
Which we did discuss in the last episode.
Right. I just, well, now fiance.
My now fiance. I want to clarify really quick. Yeah. He's gay. We're not dating. If anyone, any eligible bachelors are listening to this, not dating.
Not dating Jake.
Anyway, Jake and I called one of the numbers about, like, do you believe in God? We called one of those.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
So we see this number, he gets his phone, he calls it. He's like, I'm calling this number. I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Like, is anyone even gonna answer?
No, yeah, right. It's so old. He is, like, kind of a little bit away from me, so I'm not, like, right there when it answers, but it's this girl.
Someone picks up.
Someone picks up, for sure. She says, hi, what's up?
What?
I'm like, what? I mean, but okay. Like, she wasn't like, who is this? You know?
I guess you're the kind of person that leaves your number on a bridge. You're like,
right,
sure.
Right. After he says, like, hey, and she starts talking, I don't even remember what she said next. It was just like, who, what's going on? Something like that. And, like, that's Sydney Carstey.
What? Okay, guys, I actually do know the story, but I am, like, trying to relive it.
Right.
Like, I'm hearing it for the first time.
As everyone else will be. I didn't even tell Ben this story. Ben Vasilika, I love you. Mm-hmm. And he, like, loves this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love him.
Not for any reason other than the fact that he loves us, but he listens, okay? And I was like, Ben, I can't even tell you this story because I'm going to tell it on the podcast. Because it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Sydney Carstey is my best friend from high school. We are, like, extremely close friends, right?
Yeah. I met Sydney when I was in Seattle.
Totally. And, like, I know her voice.
Anywhere.
Right. Anywhere. And I'm like, Sid?
No.
And she's like, yeah, what's up, you guys? Like,
what? No.
Because Sydney had already saved Luke's number in her phone, but Luke never saves anyone's number.
So from Sydney's perspective, it's just Sophie's boyfriend's calling her.
Totally. And she's like, why are you guys so confused?
No.
Like, why are you guys freaking out about me answering the phone?
No.
Sydney had written her number, among other people that wrote their number on that bridge, like, literally junior year of high school.
No.
Yeah.
Years ago.
Years. And she said later that she gets a call from somebody or text from somebody on that bridge on average twice a week.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. I was like, Sid. And so the next time we went, we we crossed it off. Because she was like, enough's enough.
But, well, like, honestly, it came full circle. Like, what more could she have wanted from that?
That was crazy.
That's crazy.
Like, what are the odds in my mind? Like,
well,
now
in my mind.
Right.
Yeah, it's like.
You call a random number and your best friend picks up.
First of all, she has to go to that bridge.
Totally. Which I hadn't even known about before this year.
Notice the numbers there.
Right.
Decide to write her own, have something to write it with.
Totally.
Have a phone.
Totally.
Have a phone number.
Right.
We have to have to last there for all those years.
For many years. We have to have used Luke's phone, not mine, because I would have immediately known it was Sydney's number.
Yeah, because her name would have popped up.
Totally.
Luke has... You have to go there with Luke. He has to be your boyfriend.
Right. She has to answer and have his number
in
her phone.
Yeah, she has to answer.
Because she says she doesn't answer weird numbers, because she always gets calls from that bridge.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, yeah. Well, you... And, like, that you went to this random bridge, like, 30 to 40 minutes away from your house. Like,
mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm. Like, best friend. Not, like, distant high school acquaintance. Anyway, crazy, 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 crazy. So, that was my time in Seattle. I mean, there was many more things too. But
yeah, such as your brother's wedding.
Well, no, because that was in April.
Right, but in Seattle.
Right. Not but a couple days later, I leave for New York. I live out my best New York life, okay? But I'm out there. I'm lonely. I'm missing Camille.
Mm-hmm.
I say, this room is not small enough
mm-mm.
for me.
Mm-mm.
There is
not
a big enough,
enough
girl in
yeah,
here.
No. Well, I had a big bed.
I had a big bed and not another girl.
Uh-uh.
Only me. Really quickly before I get to the most important part of this, New York is when I told Luke I loved him. So that's
uh-huh.
the end
uh-huh.
of that story. If anyone was wondering.
Thank you. I was waiting. Yeah.
Anyway, because Luke came to visit me a week before Camille comes. Basically, I couldn't have...
No, it's literally a dream come true.
I could not have asked for anything better.
No.
I say, no, this doesn't feel right. I'm missing my roomie. I'm missing my bestie.
Yeah, yeah.
Camille comes, okay? She touches down JFK.
Uh-huh.
It's a two-hour commute to my Upper West
with
Side.
With Melina.
With Melina, my other friend from high school.
Yeah. Bestie girly.
Bestie girly Melina. We... are in my Upper West Side abode.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a tiny, no air conditioning room.
Well, and so Melina and I show up, but it's just funny because Melina and I are trekking it through the city. We're like, we're so brave, we're so brave. And we finally make our way to Sophie's. We're drenched in sweat.
Totally.
Our phones are both at like maybe 5%.
Totally.
And Sophie answers the door looking like an angel, of course.
Mm.
And she's like, okay, I'm so glad you're here. And don't you even worry, because it is... four flights up.
Totally.
And I know what you're thinking, like, oh, like, I'm kind of cold, like, I wish it was warm. Don't worry, there's no air conditioning, and it's warm.
I know you wanted
there.
Air conditioning, and don't even worry, this was not something I knew at the time, but utilities were $30 to $34, now I'm forgetting, but I think $34.
Sure, yeah.
Right.
And she says, don't even worry,
no air conditioning, one bed.
Yeah.
No floor space, because I put out another
air mattress. Yeah.
So it was honestly literally an oasis.
No, it was.
It was beautiful.
In the city.
It was so beautiful.
It was. Though. She was a great host.
Thank
I felt
you.
every single one of my needs was attended to.
I felt like the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, me too.
I felt like the Lady
Oh,
Liberty.
Yeah. You were like beckoning in that. You said, give me your tired. Give me your.
Exactly. I'm Ellis Island.
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, speaking of Ellis Island.
There's another island in New York. And I know what you're thinking. Is it Manhattan? No.
No.
Is it Staten Island?
No.
Is it Brooklyn?
No.
I don't even know that that's an island.
Sure. Is it Coney Island?
No.
No.
Is it Governor's Island?
No.
Not even a little bit. This island that we speak of.
New York's best kept secret.
New York's best kept secret? Roosevelt Island. Context.
Okay, yeah.
I have made 3 friends in New York. I'm going to list them all right now in case any of them are listening, because I love them all so passionately. Ash and Tressel.
Mm-hmm.
Julia Materian.
Mm-hmm.
Maddie Giles Hart.
Okay. Which I want to say, you already knew Ashlyn, because I had met
totally,
Ashlyn.
Totally. So Ashlyn is somebody that I actually will insert the picture here. We have a picture from 2010 together. We were besties. I literally don't remember an existence without her. Sure. I love her. But Ashlyn, I knew going there that she was also going to be there. I was like, cool, awesome, right? The other two I pleasantly met along the way. Wouldn't trade their existence for anything. Mm-mm. Besties. Mm-hmm. Love them forever. Made my experience unforgettable. Mm-hmm. Ashlyn. Known her forever. Family friend. Her older sister by a year is Anna's best friend from high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've known this family. Been sleeping over at their house. Bestie, bestie, bestie. But Ashlyn and I haven't talked in like many years, like habitually, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then we come, we're like besties in the city. Basically neither of us are employed. Basically neither of us know anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Basically neither
it's
of us
honestly ideal,
right? We just love to walk, we love to sightsee, etc., etc., etc. We love to go on her dates with her.
Yeah, that's honestly
she
awesome.
Was on so many apps, going on so many dates.
She was so brave for that.
So brave. It's had so many good stories. Yeah. Right, so Ashlyn was watching this show called Younger, right? It takes place in New York, so, like, obviously, naturally, both of us, we're on our New York City summer dream. Mm-hmm. We're going to be consuming mm-hmm. all the content that we can that's about New York City, right? Yeah. This show is called Younger, and one of the episodes was about this woman who, or, like, the main character, who would just got out of a huge relationship, and she was going on some dates with this guy, like, the first person after her relationship. And they were, like,
they were basically, like, in, you know, this, the first date has to be bad.
Totally.
You just have to get out of the way. It's first pancake of the batch. You gotta burn it and move on.
And then she started to really like this guy. And they're
like, she's like, I don't really see what's making him a burnt pancake.
Totally. And they're like, no. This is like, something's wrong with him. He can't be perfect. Then at the very end of the episode, she finds out he is from none other than Roosevelt Island. So Roosevelt Island. And then they're like, that's it. He's the burnt pancake. He's from Roosevelt Island. That's literally so weird.
So now your curiosity's peaked. You're totally. Like, what's the deal with Roosevelt
was like,
Island?
You guys, we're going to Roosevelt Island tonight because I like, don't understand. How could that be? Because we had heard of Roosevelt Island. A lot of the subways end at Roosevelt Island.
Yeah.
So you're always seeing it around. Yeah. Right? We did live on the west side, not the east side. So you didn't like see it on the water, but like, whatever, it's just a place in New York that, yeah. You know. And so then she's like, let's go. And I'm like, sure, absolutely. We're walking. We get to a tram station. I'm like, what is this nonsense?
Do you guys know what a tram is? Do you think people know?
I don't know.
I feel like people
like a
from
gondola?
Utah do. Yeah.
A gondola, a cart in the sky on cables, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at a tram station that's just like a regular subway station. Like, you just use your subway card, but it's a tram. I'm like, where are we going? We go on this tram, like, through these high-rises on the Upper East Side, across the water. It's beautiful. You're parallel to this bridge. You get to Roosevelt Island. I'm like, what? I had no idea what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
We get out.
You're going in completely blind.
We get out. It's silent. There are no cars. There are cars, but like not driving. There are not like loud noises from people. There's a ton of the same
it's
building.
It's like a different world.
It literally looks like Issaquah Highlands. If you're from Washington, it looks like Issaquah Highlands, or like
Soviet Russia.
So, if you're from Russia,
if you're from the United Soviet,
right?
You know.
And it looks like dorm buildings.
Yeah. Just kind of like that brutalist architecture type
totally.
Vibe.
I'm walking with my two besties, which, by the way, we're...
So it's you, Ashlyn, and
Anna.
So it'd be sister.
And on the way to the tram, we were walking through Central Park, and this, like, a homeless person was biking past us, and he was like, Charlie's Angels!
Perfect.
And I loved that. We loved it. It was probably the only, like, commentary I welcome.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you're not gonna relate me to a beautiful actress, I don't want to hear it. And anyway, so we're there, we're walking along the island, we see like a really old house, but like, no, it wasn't even that old. It, like, looked renovated, but, like...
it looked like a model of, like, an old house.
Right. And then there's, like, a bench in front of it with a guy smoking, and we talked to him. We're like, are you from here? He's like, yeah, I've lived here for the past 12 years. So he does random. This little background on the island. I'm like, this is crazy.
Literally insane.
Why do people live here? It's crazy. When you, like, imagine, and this is what Ashton was saying, you say, imagine you live in New York City. You say that you live in New York City, right? But actually, you live on this, like, very random island that has, like, how many people? 11,000 people. And it's 2 miles long, and you can see both sides from standing in the middle, and you live in this, like, historic house that's been remodeled, so it basically just looks like a track home.
That's hilarious.
Literally hilarious. Concept.
Burnt and pancake.
Totally burnt pancake. Like, that is a weird place to live, right?
Mm-hmm.
Totally. So, then I'm hooked, because I'm like, it's crazy and so weird, and I, like, don't understand it yet. So then, after that, my bestie girl Ashlyn is going on one of her many Hinge dates, right? And she gets a text. He was already, like, giving off really weird vibes. Like, he was maybe a catfish. Like, he was super, super hot and, like, shirtless and all these pictures. And, like,
I don't trust any shirtless man.
Right, period. And then he says, yeah, let's meet at this Starbucks, which is, like, first of all, weird. Second of all, he sends the address for the Starbucks. Guess where it is?
It's on Roosevelt Island.
Then she responds, Baja.
Do you live on Roosevelt Island?
He says, yeah.
He's like, yeah, what about it?
The views are great. Which is, like, what? Don't, if you already know you have to justify where you live, then you shouldn't live
there.
Just,
like, lean into it.
Right.
Like, that's probably an awesome place to live. It's just be like, yeah, I live on Roosevelt
Island.
Yeah,
like, why?
Well, I think it's just funny that he was just, like, trying. Well, that, honestly, it's weird that he, like, he lives in the out-of-the-way part. He lives on Roosevelt Island. He wants her to come to the Starbucks by his house.
Right.
He wants her to travel to Roosevelt Island.
And there really is only a Starbucks and, like, a couple grocery stores and, like, 2 restaurants.
So then Melina and I are in New York.
Totally.
Sophie is an awesome host. She has these awesome ideas of things we want to do, things we want to see. She's, like, going to show us the sights.
Absolutely.
And she's like, okay, and then this night we should go to Roosevelt Island. Melina and I have never heard about it. She's right. Filling us in, and we're kind
Nobody
of like...
Nobody I never had before.
Yeah, so we're kind of like, okay, like,
sure.
But
they
then,
did think it was, like, not orthodox. What's it called? Like, not traditional.
Yeah.
But they were up for
it. We're like, okay. But then everyone we tell this to is giving us, like, horrible reactions.
Totally.
We're at Washington Square Park.
This girl that was giving us a poem.
You pay her and she writes her a poem. You a poem. She's like, so, like, what are you guys going to do tonight? And Sophie's, like, so excited. She's like, oh, I think we're going to go to Roosevelt Island. And she was like, really?
Why? No, don't.
Yeah, she
go
said
there.
Why?
Do
don't
not go.
Go I
there.
Don't think it's safe. Blah,
like
blah.
So many people like, treating it like it's haunted.
You guys aren't from here, right? We're like, no. And she's like, how long are you here for? We're like, just a couple more days. She's like, don't waste your
go
time.
Go to Roosevelt.
And it's dangerous. So we're like, okay.
Nervous.
Also, one of my good friends, since I was literally the first friend I ever had, Elizabeth lives in New York City. She mm-hmm. goes to Columbia University. Mm-hmm. She's a really big girl boss. I love mm-hmm. her. Mm-hmm. Love her. I'm texting Elizabeth. She was, like, planning to come meet up with us that night. She's like, what are you guys going to do? I'm like, well, I think we're going to go to Roosevelt Island. She was like, WTF. Like, why?
Right.
I've never gone. I've never heard of anyone going. Like don't right. come to a bar with us instead.
It's like the saying you're going to Tooele when you're only in yeah. Provo for, like,
yeah.
3 days.
Yeah. So, we did go to the bar with her instead.
You're right.
And Sophie had to leave early because Sophie, the consummate hostess,
sure.
actually was picking up another guest.
Yes.
Kyle
so
Faulkner.
So, for
someone else who went to high school with her and Melina.
Totally. Love him to death.
Love him.
4 people in the smallest, hottest room.
Yeah. So, Melina and I, leaving the bar after midnight, we're not gonna, you know, our phones are on low battery again.
Right.
We take an Uber. We meet the most lovely driver. He speaks 5 languages, including Russian, French, Italian, Ukrainian and Belarusian.
Right.
I think to myself,
I know somebody else.
I know somebody else who speaks a few of those languages. It's a boy I met on
Tinder
last fall.
Right.
And this boy, we went on a few dates. Nothing really happened, but I was, like, entertained by him.
Yeah.
He has, and I don't want to name too many names, you know?
No.
We don't want to name too many names. So just know that if you talk to me in person, I'll give you all the gory details, okay?
Absolutely.
But he's kind of become a meme to our friend group.
Sure.
And certainly to our roommates.
Sure.
So I text him. I say, do you speak Belarusian?
Right.
He says, yeah, why, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, it's this Uber driver. He's like, oh, is this an Uber driver in Provo? I said, no, I'm in New York. He was like, where are you right now? I'm in Brooklyn.
Totally. We were going to
Brooklyn. We were going to Brooklyn. I'm like, no way. He's like, what are you doing in Brooklyn? I'm like, oh, we're going to, what was it called?
Williamsburg.
He's like, I'm in Williamsburg.
Right.
He's Snapchatting me. He is 22 and only likes to use Snapchat.
Right.
It's fine.
Right.
Like, we're like, that's so funny. He's like, yeah, I'm just here, like, visiting my brother and, or my sister and brother-in-law. We're like, that's literally hilarious. I haven't had contact with this man in months.
Right.
And now we're miles apart.
Yeah.
Okay, so that night, he's still Snapchatting me. We hadn't met up in Brooklyn, which was fine. He's Snapchatting me. He's like, you know, he was like, oh, like, are you by the water? Can you see Roosevelt Island? Immediately, I'm like, this is the funniest thing I've ever
heard. This is crazy.
Or I was like, ha, ha, ha. No, but I know what it is. Why? Like, I can't see it, but I know what it is.
Yeah.
He sends me a Snapchat. He's on the Roosevelt Island
tram.
Guys, I'm going to put on... I screenshotted these.
Yeah.
Because they were so...
With the Roosevelt Island location.
Geotag.
Yes.
Like, it was just so perfect. I'm like, ha, 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 ha. What are you doing at Roosevelt Island?
Right.
Like, my roommate wants to go tonight. And he was like, come through.
LMAO.
My sister lives here. His sister and brother-in-law live on Roosevelt Island.
Right.
So now, all of the warnings that I've been hearing of people saying, don't go to Roosevelt Island, that's so weird, that's so lame, so dangerous.
Diminished before our eyes.
All of a sudden, Sophie's the best tour guide once again. I trust her.
With everything.
1,000%.
Right.
We go to Roosevelt Island, it's me.
Right.
It's Sophie. It's Melina.
It's Kyle
Faulkner.
New character introduced.
And I'm like, so excited. We get there. We see this man.
Right.
We hang out with him.
Right. He takes us through the whole island. His sister lives in an abandoned insane asylum.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so it's been remodeled. It's renovated.
Right. But it was an abandoned... And there's another abandoned asylum also on the island.
Yeah. Well, that one is an abandoned, like, smallpox hospital or something.
Oh. Yeah, and he knows all of the ins and outs. And I was trying to be this tour guide on the Roosevelt Island.
He was so perfect.
He knows the Roosevelt Island.
It made me fall in love with him.
Hey...
I'm not going to say name. If you're listening to this,
yeah,
I'd like a second chance.
Right.
I do. I'm going to add this in. Should
okay.
I?
Yeah.
So this week, I've actually experienced some heartbreak.
Yeah.
Because this very
There's
guy.
There's a really big heartbreak around this.
My very own Roosevelt Island boyfriend.
Yeah.
He DMs my roommate on Instagram.
Right.
A couple days ago to invite her to a bonfire.
Horrible.
Pain. Okay. She doesn't go.
No.
He asks for her number.
Right.
And honestly, in the heat of the moment, I was upset.
Right.
Now I've calmed down. I realized, how is this man supposed to know the emotional significance he has to me?
Right.
I've never given him any indication of his significance in my mind, of how rent-free he lives in my mind. Okay. Okay, let's just do one more New York story.
Yeah.
This is the end of the journey, okay? Melina and I are trekking back to the airport.
Right.
It is, once again, a 2-hour journey.
Right.
It's so hot. And, like, I'd already been, you know, that morning we'd gone to a bakery.
Right.
We walked
church?
To Central Park.
No.
No church. No, absolutely not. We go to a bakery. We go to Central Park. We go get smoothies. We're walking around this entire time.
Right.
I'm sweating.
Right.
Okay, it's hot. We get back to Sophie's beautiful home. We trek up the stairs. I'm throwing my... And I'm a slow person.
Right.
It's the thing. So I'm, like, very easily... Like, this is very quickly turning into strenuous activity, me trying
to
pack.
Totally.
We're carrying it down. Melina and I are getting on the train. We take 2 different trains. We're carrying it up and downstairs. Like, I'm, like, pretty hot. And I dressed like I was, you know, going on a marathon. I was wearing my running shoes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was wearing running shorts.
Right.
And, like, a very thin t-shirt.
Right.
So, I get to the airport. I'm running kind of late.
Yeah.
I say goodbye to my sweet, sweet Melina.
Yeah.
She's perfect.
Kisses.
Like, the boarding door to the plane is supposed to close in, like, 1 or 2 minutes.
Okay.
I'm giving them my phone to scan my ticket. I hear a voice saying my name.
Right.
I turn around. Who
is it?
It's
Jesus.
No. I can see why you'd think that, but no.
There's only one set of footprints.
As it would turn out, yeah, there was one set of footprints in the JFK airport security line.
Yep.
And they were my own.
Mm-hmm.
And as it would turn out, there was probably, like, one of the nicest weddings, mm-hmm. you know, ever.
Expensive.
Going on that very weekend.
Mormon royalty.
In Greenwich, Connecticut.
Yep.
And who was there? Should I say his name?
Caleb Stark.
Yeah, Caleb Stark was there. And Caleb Stark, I love you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to listen to this. Definitely. Caleb Stark is a friend of ours. We know him through our roommates.
Mm-hmm.
He and I are very different. And he is my jilted lover, I would say.
Yeah.
Which, not to say that anything's ever happened between us, Caleb, although I'm not ruling it out.
No.
But basically, like, let me set the scene for you. I'm sweating. My spray tan has long ago worn off. I'm looking horrible. I'm stressed. Caleb and his crew come sauntering up to the gate. They don't have their bags because they checked theirs. Mine had to be checked at the gate because I was one of the last ones to board the plane.
Sure.
And they're all, like, finance majors coming back from this wedding. They took a taxi there, you know? Like, they're, like, literally looking awesome.
Summer sales bros.
They're so swag right now. I'm bothering Caleb about putting his mask on.
Yeah.
We're just, you know, Caleb and I have some great banter.
Well, there's sexual tension.
Sure. And he's like, yeah, like, all of BYU is on this flight. I'm like, that's epic, because I've never
literally
looked worse boarding.
So epic.
Caleb owes me one, because he recently told me that his crush on me was just to get to our roommate, Anya.
That is horrible.
And, yeah, that does confirm some of my fears. Thanks, Caleb.
Yeah.
So, I sit next to... Beep!
Mm-hmm.
He's like, what's up? I'm, like, sweating. I'm going to put up the picture I took of us together.
Yeah.
Because I was like, we need to send my roommates a picture. They're literally going to love this.
Right.
He's like, should I take my mask off to trigger them?
No.
I'm like... Okay.
You can do whatever you
It's already on around his chin.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, send this. Like, Anya's going to be so triggered.
Right.
Then we take the picture. I send it. I'm like, he's like, have they responded? Are they triggered? I'm like,
they don't care.
No, but you should probably put it back on. He's like, oh, do you care? Like, I'm vaccinated. So I didn't wear one on the way here and they didn't care. And I was like, okay, whatever.
That's
like, clearly this is not my job to police you.
Mm-mm.
He also drops something in front of the nice man sitting next to him.
Right.
Says, hi, sorry, what's your name? He's like a really friendly guy. Like,
sure.
He's like really nice guy.
Right.
Never had anything but a pleasant interaction with him.
Right.
The man doesn't respond. He says, hola, ¿cómo estás? This man is actually from Thailand. As it would turn out. Yeah. But they did have a good little talk. Like, they honestly were bonding. It was beautiful.
That's horrifying.
I was humiliated. The flight attendants do have to come over to him 4 times throughout the course of the flight to tell him to put his mask on. They had to wake him up twice, like, shaking him forcefully to be like, sir? Sir. It was honestly, it was wild.
That's a lovely conclusion to a lovely trip and an even lovelier episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we'll end it there.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think we just want...
I think you're going to be hearing from us more frequently.
Right, because, I mean, it's the summertime.
Summertime, living is easy.
Right, and we have, like, a lot to catch up on, because we have more to do later.
Literally.
So, I guess what I would like to say is to, especially this summer, but the room, always...
The room can never be too tiny, and you can never be too big.
The room can never be too tiny. The room can never be too hot.
Too cramped.
Too cramped.
Oh, I just want to do a quick thing I'm looking forward to right now.
Yeah.
Sophie and I have an awesome fan coming tomorrow.
Awesome fan.
Courtesy of my dad, Greg Wisniak, and honestly, Jeff Bezos. Screw
and
that guy.
Jeff Bezos.
But my dad ordered us an awesome fan because I was complaining on Father's Day. He did this for me. Okay.
Right.
I was complaining about how Sophie and I wake up multiple times in the night.
There's
so
no
hot.
Ventilation.
Yeah.
So I guess what...
So cheers to one more night sleeping in the heat.
Cheers to a real one. Greg wasn't it. Honestly, today there was rain, so thank God for that.
Yeah, and keep praying for it.
Keep praying for it. And I guess just stay really, really big.
Yeah, the biggest.